From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two vehicles involved in an accident in Eureka yesterday morning ended up in the front shrubs of an apartment building. And all the crash involved four vehicles. It happened near the intersection of Buhner and H Streets. Two drivers injured in the collision. Two other vehicles involved were not damaged. Also, it appears the structural integrity of the building is intact. Unknown who's at fault or what charges might be filed. In a separate accident, a truck plowed into a home near the corner of F and Dollison Streets at about 2 p.m. yesterday, heavily damaging the residents there. Happened just blocks away from that earlier building crash. According to Lost Coast Outpost, the truck was traveling eastbound on Dollison when it took the turn onto F, clipped another vehicle, and spun out directly into the home. Officers at the scene performed a sobriety test on the driver of the truck. There were no injuries reported at the scene. Well, PG&E meteorologists forecasting a major winter storm to impact much of the PG&E service area this week. The event will include strong southerly winds, heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, thunderstorms, and cold temperatures. The storm has the potential to produce customer outages, but is not a public safety power shutoff event. PG&E encouraging customers to have a plan, prepare for power outages, including having flashlights, radios, and fresh batteries at hand, and know where to go for updates on storm conditions. If you have a telephone system that requires electricity to work, like a cordless phone or an answering machine, plan to have a standard telephone or cell phone ready as a backup. Freeze plastic containers filled with water to make blocks of ice to use for your refrigerator and your freezer. If you have a standby generator, make sure it is in working order. You can find out more about that element by going to pge.com/generator. Humboldt County Public Works says Centerville Road at Centerville Beach could possibly close due to high surf between today midday through tomorrow morning. For more information and road closure updates, visit the Humboldt County Public Works Roads website. Well, a first-of-its-kind training in Humboldt County took place last week in Eureka, providing local law enforcement agencies the opportunity to develop resilience and wellness skills in the face of a sometimes stressful and traumatic career. 44 emergency responders took part in the training, emphasizing mindfulness-based strategies designed to increase self-awareness, self-regulation, and situational awareness to keep officers safe in a variety of situations. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.